Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
I can sing, first of all. I'm not afraid to sing on the mic.
Go ahead.
Just like my son.
Go ahead.
We are gifted.
Yes, y'all are. Go ahead.
No, because you've hit record. You're not tricking me.
I wasn't tricking you.
You'd have to pay me for my vocals.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I don't think that I've been paid for this episode.
Wow. Me neither, girl.
I thought I was doing this pro bono, so oh. I cannot sing on here.
I've paid you with my time.
Ooh.
She can't get that back.
You didn't pay me. You paid she. Because I got nothing.
I mean, I guess you maybe have a little point there.
You paid the girls.
Papa's girls. Papa always gets brought up in every episode.
First at that.
Always. We always start with Papa.
I guess it's respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you gotta, Jenny is Papa.
Pay your dues, Papa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
There you go.
Ooh, and I'm in the, look, and I'm in the middle. I got both of y'all right here. Ooh. This is a perfect seating.
Oh,
let's go.
It's okay. I'm going to want my seat back
next
time.
No, it's too late now.
I told you.
It's too late.
But I didn't. Yeah. So if y'all can't hear me, it's because I'm in the whisper
late.
Chair.
No.
I'm in the whisper
if
chair.
If you all can hear her, it's because Papa's she's choosing
not to talk up. Oh.
That ain't on me. Because I be talking loud all the time.
Yeah. When?
All the time.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear
you. I don't
you
think so.
Just fine right now.
I can't.
And she's sitting right next to you.
It's a little hard.
Mm.
See, if I talk too loud, then
there's no such thing.
Why is it not?
As you talking too loud?
No. Listen, I'm gonna take a poll, okay? I'm gonna take a poll of the people that I talk to.
Please.
And ask them, do y'all think I talk loud?
I want
and everybody's gonna be like, yeah, you talk too loud.
I want their signature. Too loud.
I need this on Jenny, like a
this
video
is a stretch.
Though.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God. Okay.
And they can't look coerced.
Yeah.
They won't.
Yeah, don't try to convince them to say it. Let it be organic.
Of course.
She'd be like, don't I be talking loud all the time. No.
No. Huh? What? Who are you?
Loud. All the time.
I don't know Jenny.
I know because apparently she likes to watch scary movies with the lights off, and I just wouldn't expect that.
But why not? I don't. Listen.
I think Jenny has a secret life.
Clearly.
I do.
We tried to get details on her secret life earlier.
It
she
took
was being
hours.
Secretive.
No, it was. I was not. Look, there wasn't really much to give. I gave all that I got that
y'all.
I had.
It was like pulling
y'all.
Teeth.
But it wasn't.
To
there was
her.
Nothing really to say.
It was like, so what happened? Nothing. I mean, it was cool.
It was simple.
I mean, it was simple.
It went by fast. That's all I had to say. It was. It was a good time. It went by fast. You know, I mentioned the things that had happened.
Barely.
But that's the thing. It wasn't much besides what happened.
You know how to make a fun trip sound fun. It was simple. It was okay.
Ask me tomorrow when I'm rested. But shit, I ain't going to be rested tomorrow. The time we're going to get home. Ask me Wednesday.
First of all, I'm just telling y'all right now, if this episode is a mini, it's roll
Jenny's
it back
fault.
And you heard
it
that.
It is not my fault.
It's always Jenny's fault.
It's always Jenny's
it's,
fault.
Okay, listen, it might be my fault when we get on the mics, but what led up to it, it ain't my fault.
Well, if you
Who fault is
okay,
it?
If you would've.
Collectively.
If you would've came at Fav.
That's
I
not even my problem.
The problem was I asked you
how I asked you and then
about
your birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then it took an hour for
it
you to
tell me. It took an hour for us to get the information we got. Then we all still had to give our own updates.
No. Right.
Them took a few more hours. Then we got hungry. We had to take a dinner break. We had to take a dinner break before we even fucking recorded tonight.
I disagree.
But
we're here now. We're here now. We made it.
We're here, present and ready to learn.
Oh, yes. Trigger words. The trigger ring.
I just love triggering on these episodes because it just takes a special person to even know.
That is a trigger warning. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Okay, we're going to start with an icebreaker. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
This week's icebreaker, if you had to have brunch with one influential woman, who would it be?
So at first, I was like, I don't know. It was like hard for me to figure it out. But once I figured it out, I'm like, of course, this makes sense. I would do Alex Ayle.
Oh.
I would have brunch with her. And I'm like, she is all things that I want to be.
That is so good.
I would do her.
Oh, that is That's a good one. I probably would barely even eat my food.
I wouldn't be able to. She'd just be talking and I'd just be like, can I write that down?
Yes. Or
did you write that somewhere already?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah, that's I would good just,
was that in your book? Which book was that? That's what I'd say the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha.
I go next.
Yeah, sure.
I would say, you know, I have to think about this too. I would say, but I still would say Oprah.
Okay. Oprah.
You know, she came from homegirl with that cut on that show that wasn't supposed to have no ratings.
Mm-hmm.
To being like, you're a brand. You have a whole everything. TV channel.
Magazine.
Have a network magazine.
Everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Everything.
You put everybody on. Like, you're the ultimate influencer. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, go buy this book. Go make this meal. Go use this pot. Like,
yeah.
You literally know everyone.
You know everybody.
You have one name. That's how you know you're Oprah. That famous. You got to
be like Oprah.
You just have one
Which
name.
One? Which one?
One.
There's only one.
Only one.
There's only one Oprah.
Only one Oprah.
So I just got to go, you know, download all one. The knowledge from her mm-hmm. because ma'am put me on.
I want to know how she keeps Stedman in the, you know.
In the background.
In the background.
In the, back,
in the far background.
I mean, he probably live in the backyard. Like, he
literally.
Probably got his own house in the backyard. I need to know.
He don't care. He like, we together.
Living his best life. The longest situationship I've
longest
ever seen.
Longest situationship. People can't find out. No information about you and him. Barely got pictures.
Okay. Longest entanglement.
How?
That's
how'd you
one.
Do it, Oprah?
How did you please? How many questions?
Tell
I
me
get?
Your ways.
How long I get? Can you be my mentor? That's one of the questions. Just because
that's
this,
a good
it can't
one.
End today.
Yeah.
Like, I need you all the time. And she just has so much money. You know, and people be like, money ain't everything. It sure isn't, however.
But you can do a lot of things.
You
if
can
you have
do
it.
So many things. Not even just for yourself, but for
but
other people.
People. Right.
And I'm just like.
You can make the world
sis.
A better place if you
Man.
Can.
Was she the one that she said she ain't been to the bank since like the 80s or something crazy? Like that? It was something wild. You know
what?
She got that much money.
No, I'm just like, you just don't even check your accounts.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, never.
Not.
Like, you got people that just come and tell you. They just got reports. You don't look at them. You're like, we're still good. We're up.
Okay.
I just want to hear that we're up.
That's it.
Then nothing else matters.
I'm in the green.
Like, I'm in the green. We tripled it. Okay, great.
Could she ever be in the red? Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, that's, I want to be that rich. I'm sorry. For me and my house.
Hello.
I want to be that rich where yeah. I don't even have to check my
Amen.
Bank account.
I don't check it now. So who knows what's going on? So let me be rich
now,
and
see,
not
I didn't
be able
did
to
that
check
and
it.
Not log in there. I saw that meme yesterday and it was like, you ever check your bank account one day and it say 900 something, and then you check it like 2 days later and it say $17.
No, for
like,
real.
Shit,
no, dead ass. That really
like,
be
somebody,
happening.
That happened to me. I said, somebody hacked my account.
It wasn't me.
It was it.
Let me dispute all of these charges.
All these charges. This was not me.
All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would go to brunch with Tabitha Brown.
Yes.
Oh,
I
love Tabitha. Oh, that woman is so good.
She has like, such good energy.
She does. We can go to a vegan spot. Yeah. Like, she had me crying. Like,
that's
she
your
just
business.
Would,
that's your business.
That's your business. Okay. Like, so like that.
That's my business.
Oh, I love it.
Like, so like that. I love when she says
all her little sayings are so cute.
Yes, I bought her book.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love her. She's so cute.
Tab.
And then I like that she has started to post, because I didn't really know too much about her until it was before she was on the, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it when I really started knowing who she mm-hmm. was, but I do like that she started to talk about who she used to be.
Yeah.
And how I got to learn more about her on Black Love.
Mm-hmm.
And just like their whole journey and her journey of trying to get to where she is. She's like, I said I was going to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I said I was going to do it in this many years. It just took me 10 mm-hmm. more years, yep. and that's fine. But it just teaches you to like not give up on what it is you're trying yeah. to go after.
Yeah. She just has like a really good spirit.
Yeah.
Like she just yeah. naturally has that.
Yeah, she just
has very rare
yeah.
spirit. So
she had me at brunch Jean crying. Like, are you okay with me? I'm, yeah. I'm fine.
She'd be like, that's her business.
Okay.
Leave her alone.
I'll be in there crying.
We all right.
That's what she said.
I like when she start her videos. Hello there.
Like, hi, Tab.
Oh, my God.
You don't even know me.
Oh, my God. I was show posting posting her like we was friends.
Her food be looking good, too.
Ooh, I saw her one day. Saw her. She pulled up on Instagram one day, and I was so damn hungry, and I was like, man, I was looking for something to order, and she was like, you know you got something in there to make a salad.
Oh, she That's told how that, you.
I said, what?
She told
Who are you.
You
talking to? And she was like, just throw everything on there. She was throwing the most random shit in this salad, and it looked so good. I went there and made me one.
Mm-hmm. It was fabulous.
I needed it.
You cook like Tabitha.
Thank you.
You do. I should be putting some things together.
I'll be putting a few things together. My mom be like, that ain't nothing. I'll be like, damn, mom. Like, want somebody to crush your spirits? Call my mom.
It's all right. You have your,
She said, that ain't nothing.
That's why Tristan be eating like that. He be hungry. I'm like, first of all, he just eats like me.
No, you got, you know, the palate of a white woman, but you season like a black one. It's fine.
You season like a black one, so that's what's fine.
Hey, Aisha's, man, that's yeah, what's Aisha's the food. Important.
Aisha's food is important. Fire. All her Listen. Food is fire. It's so good.
Thank you.
It's good.
It's so good. She likes very interesting things.
I do.
And that's fine.
And they just be working.
Open my mind, sister. There's a like whole world of food that we don't know about.
I feel
about.
Like when you make food and it's not, you know, ordinary food, it opens your palate and it just makes you, you know, have this like imagination. And
she's
you
cultured.
Can just, yes, you can just you think are. Of like, I don't know. It's just like you, you know, you become this person.
You get
like,
real creative.
But you can't touch me.
Just throw it out in there.
You make a
cookbook. Oh my God.
Are you going to make a cookbook?
People keep asking me that, and I don't really look at myself as that kind of cook.
But you are, though.
Maybe I just, in personally on the innards, haven't grown into that. People have spoke that over me, but
no.
I'm just like not in my mind there yet.
Okay.
That's the perfectionist part of me. I feel like my stuff has to be a little bit more cute.
Like for pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay.
But
you say cute.
We'll see.
Pictures.
You got time. Like, yeah, I know what you mean. It'll come.
It will.
We'll see.
But I see a
I gotta make these little pizzas for you because...
What little pizzas?
I made them last week.
What you have on these little pizzas? I love pizza.
Ciao. I put some... Italian sauce. It was pesto based.
Mm-hmm.
So I spreaded some pesto on them and put mozzarella cheese and great little cherry tomatoes and I said Italian sausage, some olives and something else. And then I sprinkled the pesto on top and put some Italian seasoning and some sea salt.
Fat. Sounds good.
Homeboy said he didn't like flatbread. Said homeboy ate them. Fat.
He said he didn't like flatbread. sorry. I had to send Jenny a love note.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he said, you know, it's not my first choice of foods. And I said, okay, well.
Wait, pizza or flatbread?
Flatbreads. Flatbread pizzas, pizza, all the above. I said, well, that's what's for fucking lunch. So,
tore them up.
Of course.
You can never go wrong with any type of form of pizza.
No.
Yeah, you have it with salad. I had it with a salad.
Pizza is great.
It's great.
It's five.
Five.
Are y'all doing anything for Sweetie's Day?
Who got a sweetie?
You don't have to have a sweetie to do something for somebody for Sweetie's Day.
I'm just kidding. I just told
Can
you.
Can I do it for myself?
No.
Why
no,
not?
Because it's for guys.
It's what like Valentine's mean? Day for men.
No, I can be a guy. You want me to be that? Oh. I can be that for Sweetie's Day.
Really, Papa? Really?
I know. She just didn't let Papa in the building like that. Oh, my God. We only usually get that side of Papa.
Oh. So I don't necessarily have any plans yet. No.
Are you going to plan something?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Why not?
Because she
Well,
mad.
For who? I don't have nobody to plan anything for. Well, you know what? I do. Well, I have a friend. Yeah, I do have a friend.
Okay. Okay.
My friend, he lives in Texas. My friend Justin.
You play so much.
You don't. You don't have like nobody that you can think of that you could do something just nice for?
No. I mean, in order for me to do nice things for people, I feel like they have to be deserving of those nice things. So, if I have somebody that I feel like is deserving, then sure. I like doing nice things for people.
If they deserve it.
Our mouths are just open right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever celebrated Sweetie's Day before?
Once.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
I just got a little gift for the person.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just, yeah. Let them know they were appreciative. Or I was appreciative for them.
That's sweet. Mm.
Well, let me not. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was
let
about
me,
to ask you.
Let
you,
me not get in trouble. I don't know. I don't think he even know what Sweetie's Day is. If he hears this episode, I guess I'm going to be on the hook. Sorry. It before then, because I just told you not to bring this up, because then I'm going to have to do something.
I just was wondering.
They're
going
to be like, oh, so you didn't want to do nothing for me for Sweetie's Day.
Maybe they won't listen until Sweetie's Day pass. They don't even know what day it is.
Possibly. Just ask me, was I going to come and record about guys not wearing graphic tees? So...
Don't you love when people do that? That they drop hints, they listen.
Never gonna live that down.
Aisha don't like men to wear graphic tees.
I sure don't. And your shoes match, and the shoestrings.
Jenny, jeans with embroidered jeans. Yeah. And I don't like vests.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
wear
God.
No damn vest with me.
She even said puffer vest. It's about to be puffer vest season.
No. I like vests. I think vests, depending
Thank
on,
you.
I feel like they do. Are you talking about like the silk, like vest that you wear with a suit?
She vest? Said all of them.
Or like even like a like winter, no like.
Vest. I don't like oh, okay. She don't like no vest. She said okay. None of them.
It's better than my best friend. She hates plaid. Y'all, she hates plaid so much. It's really funny. I can't wait till she hears this because she hates plaid.
Plaid is cute. Vests are cute. Best with a little hat, some Tims. That D.
Okay. So you
but embroidered jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Embroidered jeans.
Thing?
I said, Absolutely. But embroidered jeans.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I just really don't know any guys that wear embroidered jeans.
Ain't like them Robin jeans. People still wear those?
Robin jeans? Yeah. Like Robin Hood?
No. I think they were like a really expensive jean. But I think they were like embroidered. I'm going to look them up.
Look them up.
Oh my gosh. Jenny, right. What are we talking about
so,
today?
For the hot topic.
You know, now, you know, we approach the, you know, a new season fall. I just want to know, like, based on where we are now, like at the beginning of the year, like, did y'all expect to be where you are currently? If not, like, what changed or what's, you know, what's different from what you expected at the beginning of the year?
I can't think that far back. I feel like I've lived many lives this year.
In between.
This year alone has been really long.
It really has.
I think it has been so long. So, no, I'm just thinking about the beginning of the year, like when we did that first photo shoot.
That was this year.
I just didn't see myself being
here. That was the beginning of this year.
Yes, that was this year.
I feel like this year has been a year and a half.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of different things.
I feel like that photo shoot was last year.
No, it was in January.
Yikes.
9 months ago?
Yikes.
It was. No, I just didn't see myself. I don't know. I'm doing well, but I just didn't see like the hills and valleys, you know, mm-hmm. that I've been through. I didn't see that coming. I don't know what happened to the summer, though. I feel like I didn't get a summer. It was shorter than the summer in 2020. I got nothing.
Summer 2020 was long because, you know, we could only do something for half of it.
Barely that.
Mm-hmm. So it took your sweet little time because we couldn't do shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what my goals were this year, y'all.
I was going to say, I don't really remember, which is bad because I had a whole journal about this. I know that I did do that at the mm-hmm. beginning of the year. I'm going to have to go back and look.
I don't think I did.
I don't remember doing that. I had to sit down and make, I feel like we talked about it. And then we talked about it, but I don't remember them.
No.
What were my goals?
I don't know. I don't think I had any.
It's been one of those years.
We're literally surviving. And I want to thrive. Yeah. I said my 30s were going to be about thriving. And I mean, this pandemic kind of fucked that up. But I'm just, you know, I feel like I've literally just been riding the wave.
You said that and all I could think about was roaring 20s.
They were roaring 30s.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Maybe that's my problem. I had no vision.
Oh shit.
But I don't think I did.
I feel like we talked about New Year goals. I feel like we talked about it. And I feel like a lot of us have mentioned you know, some of the stuff that we were working on the previous year, we're just going to kind of continue. At least I know, I feel like that's what I probably have said. I would say, yes, there were a lot of ups and downs this year, but I feel like, I would say it's probably been one of the most, I don't want to say influential years for me because I feel like that might be over exaggerating a little bit, but I feel like I learned a lot about myself, mm-hmm. More than I ever did in previous years. And so even though it was like a lot of ups and downs, I feel like through it all or at the end of it, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I know so much more about myself, and you know, moving forward, I feel like I'm able to release a lot of things that, you know, I would talk about, oh, I want to do this, or I want to be able to release and move forward in this way, but I just wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm. What'd you learn?
So, I would just say, well, one, I feel like, you know, I kind of already knew that I had anxiety, but I think that it spiked a lot at the beginning, middle of this year. And so really, working on like addressing it and working on like knowing my triggers for it and knowing like my triggers when it comes to like interacting with people.
Yeah.
And I think also just like being able to be more vulnerable with myself, or just being able to go with the flow, or just be like a little bit more easy going and relaxed. And I feel like for so long, I always felt like, you know, I needed like the structure. I was just always like on edge with things. And I feel like this year I've just been more like relaxed and I would say at peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I really cultivated peace, and that's helped like relax me more and helped minimize my anxiety.
That's good, Jenny.
So yeah.
The peace.
I like that.
Peace field.
Where are you going with this?
But no, yeah, it's been good. I feel like this year I've always told myself, you know, I'm just gonna stay curious and I'm gonna just stay like learning things. And so yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this year taught me that I really could overcome anything, literally anything.
Yeah,
I can get through anything, and it'll always get better.
Yeah,
like even when it's shitty, it's really shitty.
Yeah,
it just always gets better. So I think that was like a good reminder, because poof.
It's been so much stuff that's happened this year. When I think back to it, like,
year was
it's
a
been
doofy.
A lot. But I would say one thing that I really appreciated is that I really was just so more intentional, like with journaling and, you know, reflecting more. And I feel like that has really helped me, you know, just really be, I don't know, be at peace and not, you know, not having certain expectations from people or situations.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of accepting things as they come.
That's good.
So, yeah, I feel like each year I get more at peace with things and just more mindful of things.
Mm-hmm. Because so, shit yeah. happens.
Yes.
Shit that you always can't control.
Shit you didn't ask for.
Hello.
Ooh. Shit you may did. Ask for, you didn't know you want it. Oh, you realize you got it, and now you don't want it.
Oh,
but it's here.
Well. Oh, okay. That's true, though. But I think this year, like, I think it just confirmed who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And that when things do happen outside of my control, I still have control, at least over myself, mm-hmm. and how I can react.
Yes.
Because that's about all the control I have over certain things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just confirmed that regardless of like my circumstance or my situation, I'm still myself. Mm-hmm. I'm always myself. And I can always figure out how to remain true to myself. Yeah. So I guess I learned something, because I really feel like I feel like I've been coasting this year. I don't remember the spring.
It's blurry.
I think the only thing I remember about spring is I used to spray.
I was about to say, like,
I feel like that was like the focal point, and then September came.
Like, I literally remember like January, like it was like a blur, and it's like, oh, photo shoot, birthday, like that's because I had like two or three shoots.
Yeah,
that's all a blur. Yeah. I started working out, getting my ass kicked. I had two trainers. There was a lot that happened in the beginning of the year that I guess I just didn't really think about. I mean, I think of one goal. We all have one goal at least related to this every year. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get serious. I'm going to get back in the gym after 2020 gave me them 20 pounds. And I'm going to do this shit. And so, you know, I trained for like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
And then just ended up taking a break to kind of do my own thing, which was semi nothing. And then, but I lost like half of my thighs. Like, bitches was out here. I looked back at an old picture of me, and this one I posted in my before and after. I was just like, why didn't nobody tell me my thighs and my ass was that big? Y'all had me out here that wide. They just not gonna respond right now as I'm looking at them. That
we're just listening. I
don't understand.
No, I mean, I was just gonna say. I mean, I haven't even been to a trainer, and that's how I feel when I'm looking at pictures, and I'm like, shit. Why you tell me this is how I look?
So somebody told me I was looking like a linebacker. And
okay.
Stop. I'm just saying. But it's fine. You know, figuring life back out, get myself back together. You know, homeboy didn't leave, really, so he must like linebackers too. I don't know.
Wow.
He's gonna cuss me out.
He is. So I like linebackers now. Yeah, you gonna be cussed out, bro.
Cussed out.
You are.
I didn't expect that. I did not expect to steal I didn't expect to be involved.
Oh, I like. I'm gonna steal that whenever I get involved. I'm involved.
Basically,
I like that.
Didn't expect to be as involved as I am, because I'm pretty
involved. And I've been trying to navigate that and what that means, especially, you know, 2 years post-divorce and living my best life, doing the whole independent me thing.
Yeah, I should have known this year would have been a doozy when somebody just showed up at my door in January with no warning. I should have known. That was like the little premonition to how effed
what's
up
the word
this
I was
year.
Trying to figure out earlier. Oh, earlier. Premonition.
This was a little premonition to how my year was going to be because somebody just showed up at my house. And I just, you know, you know, my relationship status just blows with the wind. It's just up, and it's just down. Then it's just, you know, one day I wake up, I'm not single. The next day I am. Nobody told me. Didn't even know. All right. So, you know, I just be going with it. All right. This is what I'm not doing. All right. So I didn't expect to be single again, but it's.
Stop it.
It's okay. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Everything will be fine. I am great.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
I'm great.
So all this is just making me think about like, if I had to say like two things that I truly learned from this year, I think one was like, it's okay to like rewrite or redefine or reinvent yourself, you know? And I think the other one would be, like when I think about like just society and like the norms and expectations that they have with certain things. And I think that, before I put a lot of pressure on myself because I didn't necessarily, like I would think, like it wasn't my feelings and thoughts, but I was thinking about, well, this is what society, this is what people do. You know, this is the typical thing. And I just had to tell myself, like, it's okay if I don't do that. It's okay, you know, if I have expectations or if I view things differently, like just because that's what society says, like that doesn't mean that it's right. You know, and I think that so many people and even myself, I feel like I get so caught up in like, well, this is not what you typically do or this is not how something typically is supposed to go. And I just find myself like making myself like putting myself in this box and making me feel like, okay, well, I can only, you know, date this way or I can only be this certain way. And it's like, well, no, I mean, I can do really whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think about what other people are going to think about that.
Mm-hmm. No, so, that's so true.
Shout out to my coach, India, for
look.
Shout out to India, the coach.
I think that's her new handle, India, the coach.
Something like that.
I might've made that up. Y'all got to, we'll tag her or some shit.
Yeah, so and I feel like reframing the way I think about certain things is just allow me to like feel more free and to just live life how I choose and not necessarily because that's what people do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that for you.
Me too.
That's a good one.
That's a new, yeah, you're going to enjoy that a lot because I've been living like that my whole life. So you're about to have a great time. But you know that I don't know. Yeah. I'm very grateful because I've never really lived in a box. And so I just do my thing and then just, you know, ask for forgiveness and not permission. I don't even ask for forgiveness. Basically. I just do what I do and then how you feel about it is your problem. It's literally my life.
It's literally Tyra. She's not lying.
I'm not lying. I care about people's feelings. It's not anything harmful. It's just...
I think...
Why are you looking like that? I don't care about people's feelings.
That's not what I said.
What are you saying?
No.
Say it. This is an open platform. You can tell people my business. I don't care.
You know.
Oh, here we go.
You care about their feelings sometimes, and then other times it's just, you know, you be like, oh, well, with the whale emoji.
Yeah, that
is
true.
And then that be it.
That is true. I'm sorry, sister, if I've done that to you. I'm going to be better, okay? I'm going to be better.
It's fine.
I am. I do care about people's feelings.
I know.
But then when it comes down to other people's feelings and
versus,
me.
No, that's literally. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
that's
yes.
exactly what it is.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah, no, I don't like to hurt people's feelings. But yeah, if I have to pick me
you
and
see,
somebody else.
And I feel like I struggle with like caring about how other people feel and how I may make them feel. And I feel like that's what put me into this box, and I had to realize like I can still care for how other people feel, but then also prioritize what it is that I want and you know how I feel. And I felt like I would tell myself, like, okay, well, I'd rather put, I mean, honestly, I would rather put how I feel in the back burner just so somebody else can feel okay. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, you know, I don't want people to feel bad, or I don't want to affect how other people may feel because of what I'm doing before. Yeah. But now it's like, you know, if I'm not killing nobody, then I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Amen.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like super present during the beginning of the year, but mm-hmm. I feel a little detached from the middle. Like,
yeah.
I really can't. I felt like I was just kind of getting through. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to think about, like, girl, what was you thinking about in the middle? What have you been doing? And I really think I was just getting through.
You've been booked and busy.
I'm always busy, but I have been.
You've been doing like a lot of good things. Stuff. Like, you've been doing
well,
good stuff for you.
That. Okay, well, yes. I appreciate that.
You've looked really happy this year.
You have.
Okay, that's good.
You have.
Because it's kind of a blur. Like, I'm for real. Like, I really don't know. And I mean, I have, and my therapist asked me this a lot, and I've heard myself recently, especially when I talked to her last week, and I said, you know what? It just is what it is. Mm-hmm. And this is just what I want. And mm-hmm. this is just where I am. Like, and how that may be and how that may seem may not be 100% right.
But it's according just where to I who, am. Though? That's the thing. It's like, right according to
well,
who?
Well, it could be according to.
Black and white.
I mean, but that was what I was talking to her about, and she was like, well, you sound very clear, and mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, it just is what it is, and I've just had to accept that things that you may want and desire, it may not come with a bow on it.
It literally does not come in the package.
It don't come in the package. It don't come yes. with a bow. And you know, I'm real into like signs mm-hmm. and like, and I'm like, I don't know. For me, that would be like a sign that this ain't right and yeah. that this isn't a thing. And, but it's like, I have too many other signs that tell me otherwise. Yeah. And so I have to not overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, well, shit, this is just where I'm at.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes.
You know what I realized? Like literally in the last week
mm-hmm.
that you could really make anything work. You yeah. really can. If you're determined, mm-hmm. like, some shit is just really complicated. But yeah. if you really determined, you figure out a way to make it work. But yeah. what I was going to say is this year, you seem very airy. Like, just yeah. light.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, I don't really know.
I feel like you've had, yeah, I feel like you've had previous years where, like, heavy things have happened and yeah. you've been doing. And I feel like this year, thankfully, has not been that type of year for yeah. you. So, yeah, you just seem like... Yeah.
But I think it's because, like, I mean, just from, you know, conversations and seeing you and the things that you post, I think, like, you've been real intentional
mm-hmm.
with it. And I think that that has allowed you to just be able to move freely because you're being intentional and you're, like, focused on prioritizing you.
On myself, and, literally. Yes. Literally mm-hmm. just focused on prioritizing myself. I mean, even when I think about training, I don't know where... I pulled the money out of my pocket to give homeboy, but you know, I was doing it every week.
You know, that's
what oh my yes. god, I just realized like, who you
like
were training
you said,
with.
Anything
yes.
that you want
at the
do,
beginning,
you
would
find a way
yes.
for it. You would make a way.
I if literally was is, just doing will. It. I was like, no, because this is something I need to do for me. And mm-hmm. I think it was the fact that I think here's what it is. Anytime life got really overwhelming, and it was normally with work. Work was a fucking wreck this year.
Mm-hmm.
I just transferred that energy into myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, oh, all this is a mess. Well, you're not about to bring me down because right. I'm about to go right. do this shit three times a week and I'm going to be feeling wonderful.
Right.
And I'm going to be doing great. And so it was like, although I had all of this other stuff going on, I wasn't really too fazed by it because I was making sure I was good mm-hmm. in every other space.
Yeah. And just focusing on what you can control.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that we do have control over.
Is, yeah.
You know, how we feel about ourselves and what we do. I mean, that's all we can do.
Yeah.
And then everything else we just work with,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know where the year went.
Well, I mean, and then even kind of thinking if we look back and think about all that and think about all the good things, all the good lessons y'all just talked about so far, what's some stuff that you want to focus on kind of before the year is up. So then when we talk about this again
and we revisit
you know, how did we end out? So what are some of the things y'all have kind of like started to check off in y'all mind? Cause I know when I was like, it's October. You got me fucked up. It's October. And I'm like, dang, I got a lot of stuff to do. It's kind of what I thought in my head. Mm-hmm. So what's some stuff? Did y'all have that same feeling?
Yes.
Yeah. I just bought a 2022 planner today.
Yes.
It's already time. I have to start planning for 2022.
Oh, girl, that's not what I just thought. I heard you say
2021?
Yes. And I was about to be like, okay, get it in for the last 3 months. That's literally what I heard in my head.
No.
A 2022.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's time to start planning. Wait, what did you ask?
What's some things y'all focusing on in these last couple of weeks? Hell, a couple of weeks of the year.
Yeah, it's going to go by fast. Let's think. I would say for me, one thing has always been fitness for me. And I really, I mean, even though I know I can continue this into the new year, I really just want to set good, like a routine, you know, with my fitness and making sure that I'm like, you know, working out like I want and eating better. Cause I feel like it's kind of been up and down for me this year.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this year I feel like I've been focusing more on like my mindset, because it's like, yeah, I can go to the gym and work out. Like, that's not the issue. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, the mind part of it. And so just, you know, making sure that I'm in a good, headspace to be able to, just stay committed.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that it doesn't have to be perfect as long as I, you know, do the best that I can, because that's all I can do. So I would say that. And I would also say probably just continuing to, like, you know, prioritize myself. Mm-hmm. I think me doing that has allowed me to have a full life and made me realize or make me feel like, okay, well, I don't need, you know, to fulfill it with this person or whatever the case is. Like, you know, I feel good just being on my own and just focus on me. So that's what I want to do. Just focus on myself and to, you know, redefine how I want to show up in the world. Yeah. So
I
liked my hair this year. So that's a big thing.
You got a new job.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's happened. So
a lot of stuff. And it's not even just a lot of stuff that's just happened. I feel like these are all the things that you've been talking about for a while. And so it's like, oh, then you're really about to come into not this new you, but this evolved you that you've been talking about getting to. And I think those are just like starts of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I just want to keep focusing on my body, listening to it, letting it do its thing, you know, just being one with my body.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be trying to go, I'll be going to bed early.
Amen.
That's waking good. Up early.
Amen.
Being more productive, stretching. I'm doing weekly massages.
Ooh, okay. That's what I need.
Yeah, I go once a week.
I love it.
Uh-huh. Mm. Lady was like, please get that. Naked. And I was like, say less.
Oh my God.
Like, yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Hilarious.
If only it was a happy ending, but
no. Those dogs. Listen, Twitter with it made me think about the waxes. We're not going to go down that road.
Oh, my
tonight.
God. We are not. We're but not. I know exactly. I was like, oh, my God.
I said, this thread.
This is a thing?
These are nasty thoughts.
These are. Is that sanitary? But, yeah, no. Yeah. So I'm just doing that. And then just my happiness. Like, just doing things that make me happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm usually pretty good about it, but I'm just trying to be really, really good about just my happiness.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's good. Happiness is a good key to
it
focus on.
It is great.
Because it looks different for everybody.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And I got my whisper voice on now.
You do, because you're thinking.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I was like wanting to respond, but then I was still thinking.
Uh-huh.
Jenny, so I would say for me, you know, focusing on Tristan, making sure he's still having good experience. Like, I really try to be really intentional with him. I always have, but like, especially lately, like I can tell he's like remembering stuff more. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to make a point to like do this with you and take you this place and take you that place. So just making memories with him.
He's about to be 4.
Killing me.
Wow.
4. A year from kindergarten. Wow. 4. Like, he looks 6, but he's 4. I mean, he's 3. You know, he already looks 6. But yeah, so especially because his favorite holiday is coming up. He's been Santa Claus and Christmas since June.
Oh, he was singing Jingle Bells. He was trying to sing Jingle Bells.
So, you know, now his season is finally coming and we get to do all the things because he's doing all of them because he's made it Christmas since June. So just focusing on him. Focusing, you know, to a point on my involvement.
I am so using that.
Killing me.
I am. When I get an involvement, I'm gonna start saying I'm involved.
I'm involved. I can't. Because, you know, I'm pretty invested.
Yeah,
so,
you are.
Just making sure that that's good. And it's been revealing a lot about me, which I'll talk about a bit in my segment. But that and then, but I think the bigger theme that I'm focusing on towards the end of the year is just not accepting no. Like, nobody's telling me no. Mm-hmm. Because 2022 is no game.
It's mine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, not playing around.
Not playing around. I need all the money.
I'm clowning.
I don't work for free.
That's it.
I need to be paid more.
Yep.
The promotion is mine. The partnerships are mine.
Yes.
The products that are mine are coming.
Yes.
The course is mine. It's coming. So, like, nothing is a no. I'm just doing the things. And so, I'm either focused on doing all the things that I got going on right now or preparing.
I really have this thing about even years. Mm. They're so good.
Yeah.
They do. They are. Granted, 2019 was actually a good year for me. It was really shitty for other people, but it was a great year for me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I have this thing, odd years, I mean, they aren't horrible, but it's something about the evens that just, I don't know if because I was born on an even year.
Yeah.
So I connect with them, but they just feel good.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. So 2022 is like, I mean, I'm booked and busy till July, baby. So
definitely booked and busy.
I'm booked and busy. Okay. Every month I'm booked up.
Oh my God.
Things are happening.
Oh my God. So yeah. So just that. I've had like this just real big manifesting spirit. And so I think I just really need to set into that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm excited. We will revisit this. You know, we got to talk about
the
end of the year. And things happen for us very fast. So we could be having very different conversations.
Yes.
Very.
In 2 months.
Yeah.
We really could.
Yeah.
So y'all homework is to go back and think about what happened this year.
Talking to them.
And us. Because we're going to have to bring it back. Yeah. Think about what happened this year so we can talk about our highlights and our lowlights.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't remember anything. I don't know.
Literally. I'm going to have to go dig in the archives.
I am. I'm going to have to go. I don't know. I have to go look. Well,
if you want to participate in this hot topic.
You need to be included.
You need to go check us out on SoundCloud. Check us out on Twitter. Join the hot topic and let us know, like, how's your year been so far?
Yes.
What are you focusing on for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah. Let us know. Now we about to shimmy on down these segments. Jenny over here throwing up gang signs. I guess she's ready to talk.
She want to go first. No. She said, I'm doing a BU first.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
Okay. So we are going to do the Be Well segment, and we're going to inhale all the good shit, and we're going to... Yeah, now you can breathe, Jenny. Then you can exhale all the bullshit. And we are going to talk about making your transition from summer to fall a little bit easier and how you can do that. Because I'm not a fan of, you know, the days getting shorter.
Mm. Darker.
It's getting darker.
Dark earlier.
I go to work, it's dark. I leave work, it's almost dark.
Gotta wear a coat. I like fall clothes, but then you gotta wear a coat.
She does not wear a coat. She does not wear a coat.
Just don't.
And then
And then, you know, with the weather breaking, that gets me too. But yeah, it's still warm. It's like, it's going to be 80 degrees this weekend, and I ain't mad about it. You know? I ain't mad.
Ooh, oh, where we going?
I'm kidnapping you, Papa. Where we going?
You can kidnap me, girl.
You ain't gonna be living your secret life.
Right.
I don't have no secret
yes,
life.
Yes, you do. Jenny, I'm
the life that I have, y'all know about.
Girl.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna give you some quick tips on how to transition. The first thing that you can do is get a seasonal affective disorder light, like those lamps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like it's not like a white light, but it's something, I can't remember what they're called, but if you literally type up sad lighting. It's supposed to make it, you know, brighter for you because, when it gets dark quick, when it start getting dark at 6 and 5 o'clock, it really
get off. That's going to be really sad for me because right now, where I work, there's no windows. So I can't see daylight until I leave.
And
it's going to be so sad to go into work when it's dark and to get off when it's dark.
And then see no light all day.
See nothing.
Sad.
Yeah, it exists, Jenny. So look that up. You need that. You can adjust your sleep schedule to reflect more daylight so you can go to bed earlier. Yeah. And then you can wake up earlier. So Aisha is like, what? But you can go to bed earlier and then you wake up earlier and then you get more of the day.
But I don't because it's going to be nighttime when I wake up.
Why is it going to be?
Because it'd be dark.
You don't got to wake up that early, girl.
I need to be dark at 7.
That's early for me.
Oh, okay. I get up at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, today, my body woke me up. It was 8. And I was like, oh, okay, girl, this new. It's been a long day. trying to be in the bed like Jenny.
I cannot.
You can declutter by putting up your summer clothes. I really don't do that, though.
I just gave them all away.
I don't really. People be putting winter.
I don't do that. I'm not that organized.
I don't do that. You do that?
I don't.
You know what? I do?
Often don't. I don't.
And I do the opposite. I just buy clothes for the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. That still makes me happy.
Oh my god.
It does. I just spent $150 on
some. I love buying fall clothes.
Some fall clothes.
I
did too.
I just bought a whole bunch of sweats. My booty was bootying.
Oh, snap. You gonna post it on the reel?
H&M got some really cute little sweats. Really? I love H&M clothes.
I got them from Old Navy. It was $12.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to go to Old Navy.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. It was one day only sale.
Well, we missed that.
One day only.
You know Old Navy, her store. You could participate in fall activities.
Yes.
So bonfires, the apple orchard, pumpkin patch.
Oh, I love little stuff.
Haunted
houses.
Makes me feel so good. If you into that.
I was going to say high houses. I'm like, what's that?
I don't know, but football games. I love all these things.
Y'all like tailgating and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like all that stuff. You not into that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I am. So those things are fun for me.
Yeah, a little fun. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs with the relish.
Hot dogs with the relish. You can do they have little fall festivals. You can go to those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can. This is one of my favorite holidays. Work on your Halloween costume because creative puts me in a really great mood.
Yeah.
Except I'm already behind because I don't know what I'm going to be.
I know what I'm going to be already.
You do? I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to be.
It's with Tristan, so.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I think we talked about this. I don't know.
What happened?
I had a Halloween costume, and then my plan got derailed. Can't do that anymore. So now I'm trying to figure out my new one. It hasn't come to me, but it will.
Yep.
And then the last thing you can do is put up fall decorations if you have space for that. I've seen some really cute, chic pumpkins and things. Mm-hmm. I love, the fall colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just make your space feng shui, make the feng shui right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you can be very simple and just get fall candles because those are great.
That's the easiest thing
that
I do.
That is great.
Yeah. That's what I do. That's what I just did.
Yes. So, those are ways you can transition into the fall a little bit better because it gets a little rough until we fall back.
Yeah.
And get more daylight.
Yeah. I don't think I ever truly prepare to transition to a season, but I feel like it's necessary for me, because I hate like that feeling of, oh, it's no longer daylight. I don't know. I just want to like a smooth transition.
I think you would enjoy a sad light,
Jenny. I do too. I think you would too.
I might get one.
I realized, especially when I was like in school, realized that it would bother me a lot more, especially because we start school around this time as well. And so I'm like, dang, I got to be more disciplined. And so now that I'm an adult, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And because I only work 3 days a week, so it's a little bit like I, you know, get to enjoy off time. I think I just knew it bothered me, so I could just be more intentional. So now I transition a little bit easier. But also, I'm loving all the fall things. So
I love fall.
It's cool. I mean, no, I do like fall. I just, I'm like, nobody talks about that winter comes after it.
Yeah.
And then that's, we the get part winter. Like, we don't get fall for very long. We don't get fall weather.
No, it's 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then that's it.
It's summer forever, and then we get maybe like a couple weeks, and then it's winter.
It's winter the literally rest of the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess you're going to shimmy on down to me.
Yeah, we're about to be loved.
Ooh.
We're about to be involved.
Ooh. Yikes. Let me tell y'all this involvement. So I was talking, I was texting Tyra the other day, and it made me think about, some of this. But, you know, we've all been here very recently. When we're like single for a while and then you start dating. Jenny done rolled her eyes. Single.
No, I'm agreeing.
Start dating or whatever. And, you know, especially if you're still in like a free, flowy type energy.
Oh, my whole life.
Right. Free, flowy type energy. Then it's like, you can kind of be a little nonchalant, especially about a new connection and stuff like that. But there are some characteristics of myself.
Oh.
That, you know, this person likes to call out. And, you know, it actually makes them more attractive to me, because I'm like, oh, cool, you can call me on my shit. That's great. But what I realize is that it's actually some toxic traits about me that came from my singleness. At least that's how I'm labeling them.
Yeah.
Some people may not see these as like toxic traits or whatever, but I will call them that for myself.
Yeah.
Are there things that you could think of in new connections or recent connections that were kind of brought up for you that may have come from your single time?
I don't know if there's things that came from my single time, but I have been called out because most men, like if I date men, I know more about them than they know about me. I don't really tell them. I mean, if you ask me a question, then I will tell you. But if you, we just having conversation and I don't, I'm just not going to tell you. Just certain things.
Oh, that you just don't share. You're not a
sharer. I'm not a sharer. I'm not. Okay. And that may be a problem for some people.
Yeah, it may
be a problem. Yeah. I think it's just naturally, because some shit I just don't want to talk, like, it's not that I don't want to talk about it, but some shit just bad. And I just don't want to, I don't want that. I mean, we're all grown, so it's a little bit different because everybody has like a little bit of baggage.
Yeah.
But some stuff you don't want to relive, or some stuff you don't want to talk about, or I just get used to not talking about them. So I just don't talk about it. I also don't tell people how I feel until they tell me first.
That's fair.
I don't do it.
It's a just little safety zone. Safety thing.
Yeah. So people think that I'm hard to read sometimes. I mean, I think if I'm interested, you could tell I'm interested, but you just can't tell the depth of my interest until you ask me.
Yeah.
If you want to know, just ask.
But
other than that,
How about you, Jens?
So, you know what? Why'd you look like that?
I'm very interested to see what you're going to say.
What? No, okay. So I feel like, and this is something that's kind of new within like the last year or so, but I would probably say like communication, just because I think that I've appreciated not having to talk to people. Mm-hmm. Like, which is, I feel like for me, when it comes to like men in a way, it's kind of different because I've always been the one that would like over communicate.
Yeah.
And I want you to communicate with me. But I think now I'm just like, okay, well, there may be times where I'm like, you know, I'm not as communicative, or I, you know, just won't text back, and, you know, somebody has to like check me or call me out. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, I mean, it's not that I didn't want to, but I just got tied up into doing stuff for me that I didn't really, yeah. I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I would say that that's something that's toxic for me, because I feel like when I want to communicate, then I expect other people to communicate when I want to. But when I'm like, don't want to be bothered, then I'm like, okay, well, I don't see a big deal about that.
So you're a boy.
I feel like that's just been something that's like more recent, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's just something that I've noticed that I, you know, I do. But I mean, I at this point I really can't help it, because I'm like, I mean, I do want communication, but I don't want to, I don't want to be bothered all the time.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be bothered. You said you like to argue.
You know what is crazy? The desire to be with someone is way more foreign than me being single.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just easier. I just feel like it's so much easier for me to be single, but wanting to be with somebody feels weird to me. It just doesn't feel...
Because you've been single? Or just
maybe
general.
I don't know. I think I just really like my solitude, and that's mm-hmm. just very easy for me because I can mm-hmm. control my solitude. Mm-hmm.
And I have another friend like that.
Yeah, and so like it's never really a problem for me when mm-hmm. I'm single, or I have some people that say that they're lonely, and I'm like, I never feel like that ever. Mm. Like,
and that's I agree. I feel like from before, like I used to want, you know, to feel my time with being with people, but now it's like after I'm around somebody for so long, I'm like, yeah, I want my own space. Like, and the thing is, people be thinking I'd be lying when I be saying, oh, well, I didn't text that because I just wanted, you know, people think that I'm lying, and they could be like, or when I do text them, they think, oh, well, you're just texting me because you're lonely. I'm like, I'm actually texting you because I choose to.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't realize that I would rather not text you. So it's like,
Lord, that's
Jenny,
funny.
That is funny.
But it's just, I just appreciate my time to myself.
Yeah.
I'm, and it's only like that with men. Like, I mean, you know, like with my friends and stuff. But it's like, it's just getting to a point where I'm just like, okay, you have to be somebody that I'm just like so much into in order for me to really have the desire. I feel like my desire to have that, it's like I want it, but when I interact with certain people that just is not giving me what I really want or something different, and mm-hmm. it's like, man, it's just like, it's boring.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can talk to myself and have better conversations with myself than with you, so why am I going to go on my way to text you? I can just talk to myself.
Okay, I don't feel like that. But
oh, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just boring people.
I mean, I can't. It's not gonna go anywhere. I'm not gonna give it any effort. Recently became a good girlfriend. I just realized this about myself. I was never a good girlfriend until like my ex. I was a really good girlfriend to him.
Oh my god.
But the other ones, even as adults, oh no, horrible. I was not good. So, and I just, because I'm just be doing my own thing, and I'm like, either you coming for the ride, I'm still gonna do my own thing, or nah. I didn't realize that I really
had to be.
He's
like, we're gonna be together and I'm gonna be single.
I mean, I wasn't a cheater or nothing. I just really would do my, mm-hmm. and I didn't, that was a problem.
Yeah.
And other people would, like, men would say something, I'd be like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm still gonna do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You doing it with me, you really don't have to.
Yeah.
You can be there. It wasn't until my ex mm-hmm. that I actually enjoyed spending
lots of time.
Yeah.
One person.
Yeah.
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 I would definitely say, you know, through reflecting that there are things about me that I'm like, damn, like I wouldn't want to date somebody that, you know, have these characteristics. And I think that that's something that I've been trying to take the time to work on, just because, I mean, you know, whenever I do get into something serious, I want to be the best version of myself. And I just feel like, you know, the space that I'm in, I just can't do that right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, apparently I can be like a serious person, and I can see that part of myself, but I also see like the part of myself that's just very goofy and stuff like that. But I say that because I think back to like just different situations or different times, and I'm like, I can take things too seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a part of like how I am and like how I reflect. And but to a guy who is like, damn, you, do you know how to have fun? And I'm gonna hear about that. Do you know how to have fun? And I'm like, I am fun. But there are certain times where I'm like, I can see that. I can see where you, you know, felt that way on that day. But you know, I'm a fun person. But you know, I can take certain things too seriously. Or that because of how who I am and like how I present myself to the world, I don't necessarily present a different person in a relationship. And so it can come off like I know a lot. And like a know-it-all, apparently. And you know, especially around topics that I talk about, whether it's wellness, whether it's therapy, whether it's like stuff like that. And I'm like, well, all you gotta do is do this. And I'm like, but you're not. And you have to, I have to remember, like, while I'm saying those things and it's coming from a good place, not everyone wants those prescriptive solutions and thoughts and stuff like that. And it can be, you know, they want to figure out their own thing, especially men. And so trying to navigate.
Oh, good luck. They don't know shit.
I cannot deal with you.
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Yes, you did. Yes, you
did. I forget we're recording sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But how that can make some guys kind of shut down.
Yeah, and make so, them probably feel insecure a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so try to figure out, like, a good balance of, you know, being helpful, sharing helpfulness, but then letting a man do his own thing, type of stuff. And so that even made me reflect on, did I do this with my ex-husband, you know, and, and stuff like that. And but that's one. But the biggest trait I found out is homegirl be dipping. Apparently, like, stuff get bad, we get into a fight, and I be like, you're gonna laugh at this because you're gonna be like, you do this. I be like, okay, well, this is done. It was nice knowing you. And this is fun, and I guess we're over, because I break up every time something happens. And he was just finally like, damn, like, do you want us to be together? Because every time we get in one little fight, like, you out. But I realized it's because when it came to leaving my marriage, like, that was a big thing. That was like me picking me. And so now, like, as I've had other connections afterwards, I'm like, picking me, you know what I'm saying? And so, but trying to now find a balance with me picking me in a relationship that I would want to be in. You know, how do you find a balance of, okay, you can't just run. Like, you got to have a conversation, see if things are going to work out or not, see if things are going to figure out or not, and not just like, bye, you know, because that's not great. Yeah. So I'm apparently a runner now.
You're running your track star.
Oh my gosh.
I had to let that out.
So of course, like, as we kind of talk and we laugh, because some of them are funny, and it's funny to think about, you know, ourselves in different ways like this, like, but some of these can be toxic traits and can be harmful or difficult to, like, navigate a relationship, a connection, an involvement, whatever you want to label yours as. And so, you know, if you reflect and, like, you have some of these traits, first, like, the first thing is, like, having some accountability. and like accountability, not necessarily just being like, this is who I am, this is how I am, but okay, this is how I am and this is how I'm presenting myself. How can I do this a little differently, mm-hmm. but still be true to myself? You can ask others around you or ask the person you're connecting with, do you feel like I do X, Y, and Z? And see if they're willing to share what their experience mm-hmm. is, because then maybe hearing it from somebody else, you'll have a different viewpoint kind of on it. And then just make sure that you're taking like actionable steps. If it's something that you want to change and it's a way that you want to show up differently or do things differently, take actionable steps in changing that with yourself. But then do like check-ins and review with yourself. Like, have I changed this? Or is this just it? To have better, have some better connections. So that's what I want to chat about today.
Are you working towards?
Not running?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest one. Because, you know, guess I won't have an involvement if I keep doing that.
Yeah.
They're not going to chase you if you. One day they're going to say, okay.
Then I'd be mad. Then I'd be like, it's like that reel I saw when I'd be like, good night, and it's like 6 o'clock, and he'd be like, good night. What you mean, good night? Why did you say good night back? You was just gonna let me tell you good night and not say nothing else? That's for real now. That's me. That's me. So yeah, I'd have to work on that.
I've been like that at one point in time when I was emotionally unhinged.
Oh, shit. I was. Y'all, I was not well, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I was breaking up with him every day, and he was like, okay, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Okay, you didn't mean it. Yeah, this last time, he just kept texting me. Like, I didn't say nothing. I'm like, literally 3 messages above this. I said, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I like those type of men. I do.
That's toxic too.
Now, if I really mean it, you know I really mean it. But, yeah. You know, I try not to be that person. But, you know, if I'm just emotionally unhinged.
I was about to say, he like, oh, you having one of them days?
Yeah. And you just roll with it. I like that type of shit. Like, just roll with it. You know? Oh, my God. I like that. I do. Text me. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I like that. You can shut my ass up.
You're like, so I'm going to come see you in like 2 days. So yeah. I'm like, okay, what time?
Yeah, that's going to shut me up. Because I'm probably got an attitude because I haven't seen you because quality time literally is mine.
No, and a lot of times we went back and thought about when we was really getting into it. And I'm like, we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks. And that's what's really going on.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's really what it'd be. Just come see me.
Just come see me.
That's it.
And now I'm fine. Then I'm mushy after that for at least a few weeks.
Oh, man. Pull up. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all are my people.
What you doing? Getting at the points. Papa got the points. Papa said she better make these quick.
So, for the BU... Seggy.
Not a segment.
Seggy.
Because it's going to be talk for about... a Seggy.
Early. No, I'm okay. No, for real though. But for the BU segment, I want to talk about how to create a sacred place. Mm-hmm. So, this topic kind of came about because I feel like I'm kind of like in this space right now where I'm thinking about, I've meditated before, you mm-hmm. know, I meditate or like, you know, manifested certain things, but mm-hmm. I think that I'm in the process of like, you know, creating my own space in my apartment for it.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I might do it on my couch or I might do it in my bed, and I feel like, I feel less grounded when I do it that way, because it's almost like, okay, well, I feel like I'm just kind of...
Got up.
Or,
just kind of woke up but just started.
Yeah. Or like if I might, you know, still have the TV on and I'm not truly just being intentional about it.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, you are religious, spiritual, or, you know, none, you know, creating a sacred place in your... you know, space would be really important. So before I get into, you know, like the benefits and things of doing so, like, do you all have like a sacred place that you kind of go to when you are like manifesting certain things, or if you're like meditating?
I mean, I usually always go to my living room floor.
Me too.
And just do it there, because I can at least be like by the window. And so if I want to open the window or open my patio, I'll do that. I'll turn like soft sounds on the TV, light my incense, light my candles, put my crystals on the floor. Like, I usually have a little setup, but so I guess that's like my space.
Yeah.
But I would like to have like a more dedicated space where all that stuff is just lives. There.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how it is for me. Like, I feel like I have like, I don't know, my stuff is kind of spread it a little bit everywhere. But I kind of want to have like just one place where, you know, I have my crystals and my journal, or like, you know, I have like these like little meditation cards or whatever it is that I, you know, need when, you know, I want to be kind of intentional about, you know, meditating. I want to have like a specific place to go to. Yeah. And it kind of made me also thinking about like the fall, like we're going to be more likely in the house more. And so just creating a space away from like, you know, the general area that you're at, just so it, you know, it's like a separation and you are saying, okay, I'm in this space and I'm giving my all and dedicating, you know, it to me.
Yeah.
So just to give you some benefits of, you know, having your sacred place space, whether it's like you creating your altar, would be it just helps you feel more grounded. And so I was mentioning how, like, you know, when I'm doing it in my bed or if I'm doing it on the couch, you know, it kind of just feels like I'm just for me, kind of spread it all over the place. And so I like to have like certain areas for designated things. And so by having that space, it'll help you just kind of feel more grounded. It'll help you set your intentions. It'll also like relieve stress, just because you are able to go to this space and, you know, pour out whatever it is that you may be experiencing. And then when you're done, you can leave it there. So it's like you leaving whatever it is there at your, you know, sacred space, or if you're creating an altar. It also creates calmness. You're able to kind of quiet out everything. And if you are like in a room where you're able to close the door, then that also kind of just keeps all the, I don't know, I guess like emotions and feelings in that one space.
Distractions out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also engages your senses. So after I give you the benefits, I'll kind of talk about some things that you can put at like in this area. And so when it comes to your senses, like if you are someone who likes candles, or you like incense, or like when it comes to your crystals, something that you can like feel with like your touch, it'll help kind of cater to like, you know, your five senses. And it just also help you get like reconnected with yourself. And so like if you, you know, if you have a long day and, you know, if you're experiencing something, it kind of just helps you kind of come back to you and kind of remember that, you know, you're here to prioritize you and kind of just to let everything else go. So if you are interested in kind of creating a space like that for yourself, just some things that you can have in that space. So we had talked about how, you know, creating that space can help you engage your senses. So like having crystals, you know, you can also have like your pen and a journal or whatever you, you know, want to use to journal with. Some other items that you can have, if you want to have photos, incense, candles, you can even, you know, get like a meditation pillow, something for you to sit on and make sure like you're comfortable. I mean, for me, when I create mine, I know I might have like a little blanket because I like to feel cozy.
You love, so I might have a blanket.
Yes, something like that. And so just create something that, and it, and all the things that I listed, you don't even have to have those. Like if those things don't speak to you, then, you know, don't put them. You want to put whatever, you know, that speaks to you. So if it's something, I don't know, if it's a teddy bear, I mean, whatever it is that, you know, kind of makes you feel at peace, then that's what you can put. But I think it's definitely necessary for you to have like a designated place for you to go to kind of pour out and kind of just leave it there. So yeah, so those are some benefits and just some things that, you know, if you choose to create this space for yourself that you can have.
The pictures, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I know one thing that I do over the years is I collect, like, whenever somebody gives me, like, a birthday card or any mm-hmm. type of cards, like, I collect those. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the, me so, too. Like, you know, if I am feeling, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. down or sad or something, I'll look back through those and they help, you know, lift my spirits up.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
It can be literally anything that, you know, speaks to you.
Yeah.
This is unrelated, but when you started talking about crystals, a couple weeks ago, I bought a rose quartz ring. Mm-hmm. Y'all, things have been happening, okay?
Is that the ring? Been
yes!
Oh, really?
So I saw this
it's so
New
pretty.
Age.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this ring on my mm-hmm. 30th birthday, and I was like, oh, it's too expensive. I'll come back. It's so I went cute. Back, and mm-hmm. it was still there. And I was like, oh, so it's meant for me to have it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, things have been happening.
That's
I've
it.
Been feeling uh-huh. good.
Oh, good.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. I've been getting just, like, good, you know, energy G-G-G. My That's way.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, good compliments from people, good mm-hmm. energy from people.
That's good.
I was like, oh, things are happening.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
So I've been wearing it.
Oh my gosh.
So the things can keep happening.
Things been thinging.
Things have been thinging. What's your she-spiration?
So the she-spiration that I'm going to leave you all with is the only thing in life that is definite is change.
Ain't that it?
So remember we cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. So you have to embrace.
I just talked about this.
You have to embrace change.
Yeah.
Oh,
I received
like
that
it.
Message.
Great, great episode, girlies.
Change.
So, yes. The people, our listeners.
The people.
They have our some people. Homework. Y'all might want to turn y'all notifications on.
Yes.
Because we have an announcement coming
yes.
up. And y'all don't want to miss it.
No.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's a big thing.
You're going to want to know.
You don't want to know this. So you can follow us, if you don't already, shame on yourself. At shenanigans_pod. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. You know, if you listen, post it on your stories and stuff and tag us in it because we love to see people listening. Stay tuned to our stories because we usually post the icebreaker and have people comment on the stories.
Yes.
Their answers, and those are always fun. Comment on our episode post. Let
yes.
us know what you thought about all the topics. Let us know where your year went. Is it going mm-hmm. how you thought it would? Let us know how you're transitioning to the fall, what your toxic traits may be, how you're fixing those, and, you know, if you got a sacred place and what you do, because we be looking for tips. We always learning.
We always learning. We said it at the beginning.
We always learning. We are always students.
Yes.
Present and ready.
Literally.
And with that being said, we will see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.